This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Navy nuclear engineer with access to military secrets has now been charged with trying to pass information about the design of American nuclear-powered submarines to someone he thought was a representative of a foreign government, but actually turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. That's according to the Justice Department. In a criminal complaint detailing espionage-related charges against Jonathan Toby, the government said that he sold information for nearly the past year to a contact he believed represented a foreign power. That country was not named in the court documents. The 42-year-old Toby was arrested in West Virginia on Saturday, along with his wife Diana, who's 45, after he had removable memory card at a prearranged dead drop in the state, again, according to the U.S. Justice Department. It was not immediately clear whether the Tobies, who are from Annapolis, Maryland, have lawyers. The Navy declined to comment. The Taliban say that Washington has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to a desperately poor Afghanistan on the brink of an economic disaster, while refusing to give political recognition to the country's new rulers. The statement from the Taliban came on Sunday at the end of the first direct talks between the former foes and since the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops at the end of August. The U.S. statement was less definitive, saying only that the two sides discussed the United States' provision of robust humanitarian assistance directly to the Afghan people. And again, recapping, the Taliban now saying that Washington has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to the Afghans on the brink of an economic disaster, not recognizing the Taliban, though. This is VOA News. Iraqis have voted in parliamentary elections held months ahead of a scheduled as a concession to a youth-led uprising against corruption and mismanagement. The voting was marked by widespread apathy and a boycott by many of the young activists. Results were expected within a day, but negotiations over choosing a prime minister were expected to drag on for weeks. The more than 250,000 people and security personnel were tasked with protecting the vote, but for the first time in decades, no curfew was imposed, and that reflects improved security in the country in recent years. The election is the sixth since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003, the toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Taiwan will keep bolstering its defenses to ensure no one can force the island to accept the path China has laid out for it that offers neither freedom nor democracy. The president, Tsai Ing-wen, said on Sunday in a very strong response to Beijing. Claimed by China as its own territory, Taiwan has come under growing military and political pressure to accept Beijing's rule, including repeated Chinese Air Force missions in Taiwan's air defense identification zone to international concern. The Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed on Saturday to realize peaceful reunification with Taiwan and did not directly mention the use of force. Still, he was angry and had a reaction from Taipei, which said that only Taiwan's people can decide its future. China has offered a one-country, two-systems model of autonomy, similar to what it has offered to Hong Kong, but they have declined that, considering what has happened with China and Hong Kong in recent months. Huntington Beach, California, still reels from last week's underwater pipeline leak that spilled crude into the Pacific Ocean off Southern California. That spill of at least 25,000 gallons, no more than 132,000 gallons of crude, has kept the ocean off limits for weeks to surfers, swimmers, and people who want to walk along the shore. Some surfers showed up anyway and headed to the beach. And the lifeguards told them to get out of the water while the workers tasked with clearing the sand of tar toiled nearby. Business owners in the city of 200,000 people said that they understand the ocean is closed for safety reasons, but sales are taking a considerable hit. More at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.